So we're in the middle of our cheshbon, working out the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. A little bit technical, I'd like to get this finished in Mitzvah Hashem. Rabbi Yehuda definitely holds, if you say Kriya Shema and you cannot hear yourself talk, you are Yotze. Does that mean, you can hear me?
Yes.
Does that mean you are Yotze only B'di'evid or even Lechatchila? That was the big discussion. We saw questions with regard to Truma, Berkas Hamozoin, etc., etc., etc. So let's go to the second wide line. Not the very widest line, almost the widest lines. The second line, the first word on the line is Lechatchila. The third word on the line is Elo. Elo, Hoda Toni Rabbi Yehuda, Breda Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. That which we have in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Cheresh, Hamadaber Veina Shemea. Somebody who is deaf, but he actually can speak, he just can't hear. Teirim Lechatchila. He's allowed to take Truma Lechatchila. This on our sheets is number 4 in the Brisa, where it says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Breda Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, you can take Truma Lechatchila. Absolutely no problem, even though he definitely cannot hear himself speak because he's a cheresh. Now, who is talking over here? Who is this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Breda of Shimon ben Pazi? Says the Gemara, Mani, who's authored this brisa? Whose opinion is he following? Loi Rabbi Yehuda, veloi Rabbi Yosi. It doesn't seem to fit in with anybody's opinion. Why? Because if you're trying to tell me that Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that lechatchila you've got to be audible, then how can you tell me that the cheresh can take truma lechatchila? E Rabbi Yehuda, because if you're trying to suggest it's Rabbi Yehuda, ha'oma di'eved in lechatchila loy, and E Rabbi Yosi ha'oma di'eved nami loy. So what's going on? Who's talking? Hello, loilam, Rabbi Yehuda. Bafilu lechatchila. It's true, Rabbi Yehuda may well hold that even lechatchila, it does not have to be audible. Absolutely no problem. Not just b'di'evet, even lechatchila. There is a difference of opinion between what he personally holds and what he quoted in the name of his Rebbe. Who's his Rebbe? So now we move to number 5 on the sheets. The Tanya, because now we have a Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rabbi Loza ben Azaria. Rabbi Yehuda is a Talmud of Rabbi Loza ben Azaria. And it says there, HaKoyri es Shema, Sorech Shiashmi ala Oznoi. Lechatchila, it should be audible. Shenema Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Omnei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir said, Harehu Omer, Asher anoichi mitzavach o'ayim alevavecho, achar kavonas halev hein hein advarim. So we have a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria and Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Yehuda, quoting his Rebbe, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, seems quite clearly to be saying that it's only an issue of b'di'evid, but lechatchila, you certainly have to be audible. So if that's the case, we have the easiest possible solution now of reconciling any contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. Because we can simply say, one is Rabbi Yehuda's own personal opinion, which is even lechatchila, it's okay. And one is the opinion of his Rebbe, which is lechatchila, it's not okay. Not only that, once we've introduced Rabbi Meir seems to be saying lechatchila, it's okay, says the Gemara on the second very wide line, hashta da'osis lahachi. Once we've arrived at this brisa, we've got an even easier teretz. Afilu tema Rabbi Yehuda karabe svirle. Even if you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda does hold like his Rebbe, which means it's only b'di'evid okay, but lechatchila not. Nonetheless, v'lo kasha ha Rabbi Meir ha Rabbi Yehuda. We can always distinguish rather than saying what does Rabbi Yehuda personally hold and what does his Rebbe hold. We don't need to say that anymore. What can we simply say? We can simply say that Rabbi Yehuda definitely goes with the opinion of his Rebbe. And therefore, it's only b'diavad satisfactory. So who holds l'chatchila, it's okay? And the answer is, it is Rav Meir. So the bottom line is, we definitely have plenty of options over here. Who are we going to go with? Says the Gemara, third bottom line. This is now the sixth and final reference, the Mishnah in Megillah. Tanan hasam hakoil ksherim likris on Megillah. Everybody's allowed to read the Megillah. Chutz mi cheresh shaita the cotton. Rabbi Yehuda is machshir a cotton. Now, 1 second. Man tana cheresh. Who is the one who says that a cheresh dieved nami loy? All right, the first opinion says that everybody can read the Megillah except a cheresh. How can that be? Why is the cheresh no good? Must be because he can't hear what he's saying. So who's talking over here? Omar Rav Masne must be Rabbi Yossi. This is our Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi always holds that even with Yeved, you've got to be able to hear what you're saying. The Tanan HaKoyri Shema, V'lo Yishmiya La'ozno Yotza, Dibir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, V'lo Yotza. Says the Gemara on the bottom line, one moment, remind Rabbi Yossi, he with Yeved Nami Loi. How do you know that Rabbi Yossi holds that even with Yeved, it is no good? Dilma, perhaps turning over the page, Rabbi Yehuda, he, Ulachat Chila, who deloy, but Dieved Shapir Domi, maybe he would agree that Dieved is okay. Loi Sal Kadatach, no, do not possibly entertain a thought like that. Why? Doktoni Cheresh Dumya the Shaita the Cotton. Cheresh and Shaita the Cotton are put all in the same bracket, and we all understand Ma Shaita the Cotton Dieved Nami Loi. Af cheresh dieved nami loy. So you can't say that a shayta of a cotton b'dieved are no good, but a cheresh b'dieved is good. They're all put in the same bracket. That's the same halacha. Says the Gemara, maybe b'dilma haka de'isa v'kaka de'isa. Maybe, okay, each one follows its rules. Maybe a cheresh is okay b'dieved and a shayta of a cotton not. Says the Gemara, it's still not going to work out. Why? Umi matzis ukma k'Rav Yehuda, v'amidik toni sefer Rav Yehuda machshe b'kotn mechlal d'resha lav Rav Yehudahi. If Rav Yehuda is talking in the sefer, he clearly cannot be the author of the resha of the Mishnah. V'dilma kulma Rav Yehudahi. Maybe the entire Mishnah is authored by Rav Yehuda. V'trei gavni kotn. Maybe there are two types of kotn. The chasuri mechsuri v'achin katan, and there's a piece missing, and this is what it's supposed to say. Hakol ksheirin likreisis amegila chutz micherishay to the cotton. Now we have to add a line. Bamed varim amurim. When is that being discussed? The cotton share loy higia lechinuch. If the child has not arrived at the age of chinuch, then obviously he cannot be moitzi anybody. Avol cotton share higia lechinuch. Maybe afilu lechatchila kasha. Dibrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Akotten. So again, it's a little bit complicated, but the bottom line is we're just going backwards and forwards and forwards and backwards, trying to bring the final conclusive proof, and we have not managed to do so. Does Rabbi Yehuda allow you to read it inaudibly only b'dieved or even l'chatchila? So we're now trying to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda admits that at least lechatchila, it's got to be audible. So once again, we go over all the proofs. Elo, the end of the first wide line, Elohod Atoni, Rabbi Yehuda, Breid, Rabbi Shimon, Mimpazi, Cheresh Amadaber, Ve'ena Shemea, Teirem lechatchila. Who's talking? Mani, Loi Reb Yehuda, Ve'loi Reb Yosi, because even it's Rabbi Yehuda, Di'eved in ve'lechatchila loi, I Rabbi Yosi, Di'eved nami loi. Elamai, so what do you want to suggest? That Rabbi Yehuda v'afilu nami lechatchila, that Rabbi Yehuda holds lechatchila is also okay? Well, then you get stuck elsewhere. Elohod d'tani lo yivarech odom birkas hamozoin beliboy lechatchila, you should not say birkas hamozoin very quietly, v'imbirech yotzo. Mani lo Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbi Yosi, I Rabbi Yehuda ha'om afilu lechatchila nami v'Rabbi Yosi ha'om afilu di'eved nami loy. So once again, loy lo'om Rabbi Yehuda, Again, any contradiction we find in Rabbi Yehuda, we can always attribute one to his own personal opinion, one to the opinion of his Rebbe. The Tanya Omer Rabbi Yehuda ben Shmuel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Kore Shema Tzorech Shiyashmia Laoznoi Shenema Shema Yisrael Omer Rabbi Meir Harivu Omer Hashem Eichim Etzav Chayim Alav Avecho Acha Kavona Saleiv Hein Hina Dvorim Hashem Dosis Laachi Afilu Teimer Rabbi Yehuda Karabei Sfir Lei Veloi Kashi Har Rabbi Yehuda Har Rabbi Meir. Okay, that is the end of the discussion. So if anybody is confused, not to be worried, because now we get to the bottom line. What is the bottom line? Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Chista, Omar Rav Shila, Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. First word on the line, Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda. Even though we went backwards and forwards, forwards and backwards, what is the Halacha L'Maisa? The Halacha L'Maisa is not like Rabbi Yossi, it's Rabbi Yehuda, but one moment, which particular version of Rabbi Yehuda? Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda she'omar mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean? Why are you saying a double statement? Tzricha. D'yashmin on halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Hava min afilu l'chatchila. I might have thought that even l'chatchila it's okay. That's why k'mashmon on halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda v'shum Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to teach you the l'chatchila. It's not okay. V'yashmin on halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda ben Azariah. Maybe you're finished. Period. End of discussion. We went in every single direction for every single proof. The halacha l'maisa is absolutely crystal clear. And that is that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Which particular version of Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is the version that says you've got to make it audible lachatchila. It's true, but yeah, but if it was inaudible, Rabbi Yehuda would let you off the hook, unlike Rabbi Yossi. But lachatchila, it's got to be audible. Rabbi Yossi, this is a very, very important halacha. I hope everybody was makbid on this in Kriya Shema this morning. Lachatchila, you're supposed to be saying your Kriya Shema in a way that at least you yourself can hear what you're saying. But yeah, but if you said it in a whisper, you're Yotzeh. If you just peruse the words with your eyes, then you're not even Yotzeh that either. Says the Gemara, Omer of Yosef, Machloikas Bekriyas Shema. He wants to suggest that the whole Machloikas between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda only pertains to Kriya Shema. Avol b'shar mitzvois divrei hakoil lo yotzo. Maybe when it comes to other mitzvahs, maybe Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that you're not yotzei. Why? The ksiv haskeis v'shema Yisrael. Haskeis means you've got to listen. With regard to other mitzvahs, you've really got to hear what you're saying. So it might well be that Rabbi Yehuda's leniency is only with regard to Kriya Shema, but with regard to other mitzvahs, it's got to be audible. Says the Gemara, one moment, we're going to get stuck. Why? Meisve, we have a steer, it says, Lo yivorech odom birkas hamozen beliboy, but v'im birech yotzos, you see, that's not talking about Kriya Shema, it's from a birkas hamozen. And it says, you are yotze b'dievetz, you're right, says the Gemara, must be the other way around. Ela I itma hochi itma. Amar Rav Yosef Machlekes Bekriya Shema Adiksev Shema Yisrael Avo B'Shar Mitzvahis Divrei HaKoil Yotzo. Not Divrei HaKoil Lo Yotzo, but Divrei HaKoil Yotzo V'Aiva Ksivo Haskes V'Shema. That's to my B'Divrei Torah. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let's please summarize this entire sugya in one line. Big Machlekes, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. Big discussion, what exactly is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? Final analysis. Lechatchila, Kriya Shema is supposed to be audible, but the Eved, if you did not say it in an audible manner, you are Yotze. As simple as that. Says the Gemara, let's go on to the next part now. This is also Chazara. Korah v'loi dikdik b'oisi yoseho. if you said Kriya Shema, but you weren't particular to enunciate the letters clearly. Omar Rav Tovi, Omar Rav Yashio, Halacha Kedivrei Shnehem Lahakel. We always take, this is the Chiddush of the Gemara, the lenient opinion, both with regard to whether you have to be audible or not. We've already taken the lenient opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. So too with regard to Dikdik Ba'isio Seha, Machlekas also between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. So once again, we'll take the lenient opinion, which says that even if you didn't enunciate it absolutely clearly, but you ever do your Yossi. The Omer Rav Tovi, Omer Rav Yashi Amai Diksiv. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Shalosh hinei lo tishbana shol v'oitzer rechem. V'chi ma inyan sh'oil eitzel rechem. What has the grave got to do with the womb? Ela loy ma l'cho. Ma rechem machnis u'moitzi. Just like the rechem. The rechem is machnis and is moitzi. What's it machnis? It's machnis, the zera from the husband. What's it moitzi, the children at childbirth? So too, af sha'oil machnis u'moitzi. So too, the grave is machnis and moitzi. Now, what does that mean? Machnis, I understand. You put the dead body in the grave. What's it moitzi? The answer is tchias ha-mesim. The resurrection of the dead and the grave will be moitzi, the mace. Not only that, says the Gemara of Halei Dvorim Kal V'Chayma. Uma rechem shemachnisim boi b'chashoi moitzim menu b'koyli koylois. The rechem, when it is machnis, that's done in silence. But when it's moitzi, when the child is born, there's a whole big fanfare and noise. Sha'oil shemachnisim boi b'koyli koylois. So the grave, when it's machnis, that's not done in silence. To the contrary, it's done amidst crying and pain and a lot of noise. So kal v'chomer einoi din shemoitzi in menu b'koy lekoylois. So even more so when you're moitzi, in other words, at tchias ha-mesim, it will be done amidst much fanfare, says the Gemara, mikan tshuva. So here's the retort. To anybody who dares suggest la oimrim the ein tchias ha-mesim min ha-Torah, it's not true. It is min ha-Torah, and be'ezus Hashem may it be v'mehira b'yomeinu. Says the Gemara, Toni Rav Oishio kamei derava ukasavtom. What do we learn from the word ukasavtom? Remember, it does not say the kosav. The word ukasavtom. We make a drosh on the word tom. What does tom teach us? Tom is from the word complete, like noyach ish tzadik tomim, complete. So what does it mean, the complete writing? So the Gemara says, hakoil bichsav. What do you have to actually write in the mezuzahs? And the answer is absolutely everything, afilu tzavois. Even the instruction to write. You've got to write in the mezuzah the instruction about writing in the mezuzah. How do I know? Because it says tam. Tam means complete. The entire parsha has to be written. Says the Gemara, Amalei, Domal Chalmani. Who told you that this is the case? The answer is Rabbi Yehuda, Domar Gabas Soito, with regard to Soito, where it's just another parsha in which you have to write. Now over there it says, Gabas Soito, it says, Olois Koisev, but Savois Eina Koisev. There you do not need to write the entire parasha, you just need to write the Olois. The Olois are the curses, the Shvois. Vahos Amudiksev, the Kosav, Esa Olois Oele. There you have to write the Olois only, Aval Hocha, the Ksev, Uchasav Tom, Afilu Tsavois Nami. So for that's what the Gemara has been mechadesh. There is a very important distinction to be made between soita, where you do not write everything, as opposed to mezuzah, that you absolutely do write everything. Says the Gemara, one moment. Otu tamed Rabbi Yehuda mishum deksiv v'kosav. Do you think that Rabbi Yehuda is making a distinction because it says the word v'kosav in soita as opposed to v'kosavtim over here? Tamed Rabbi Yehuda mishum deksiv olois. From which you can be medayik, olois in, savois, loi. No, it's trich. Sal kadata chamina. I might have thought that neilav ksiva mehosam. I will be well excused for thinking that you can compare, and you're supposed to compare the ksiva of soita to the ksiva of mezuzahs. And what would I say? Mehosam olois in tzavois loy. Just like in the case of soita, where you just write the olois, but you do not write the entire parasha. I would have thought that so too in the case of mezuzah, perhaps also you do not need to write the whole parsha. That's why Kosav Rachmana, because after, quote unquote, to tell me that afilu tzavo ois, absolutely everything. And as we know, this halacha lemaisa in the parsha of mezuzah and tefillin, you've got to write the entire parsha. And if one word or even one letter, on occasion, even part of one letter is missing, that will render the whole thing possible. And in many cases, it cannot even be corrected. Why can't it be corrected? Because halacha is, it's got to be written kesidron. What does it mean, kesidron? It's got to be written in the right order. So imagine you write an entire mezuzah and you see that on the first line, you've made a mistake. You can't go back and now correct it, because if you go back and correct it, it turns out that it's being written Shaloi Kasidron. Now, thank goodness, the halacha is not like that with regard to a Sefer Torah. Can you imagine if in the Sefer Torah, imagine there'll be a halacha of Kasidron. So the Sefer gets to the Zeis HaBracha, and then he realizes he's made a mistake in Parshas Bereishis. You have to throw out the whole Sefer Torah. So Baruch Hashem, that's not the halacha. Rather, the halacha is that you can fix up a Sefer Torah, even if it means you're writing out of order. But again, on many occasions, if it's not fixed up, Sefer Torah will be possible. In America, they used to say that every Rav only needs to know two things. The halachas of Kriyas HaTorah and Ramosha Feinstein's telephone number. Every Shaila, you can always call Ramosha. If you have an emergency Shaila in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah or Sefer Torah, then you can hardly call Ramosha. So those are the two things that a Rav needs to know. Says the Gemara on the sixth bottom line, Toni Ravadia Kame de Rava Verli Mad Tom. Sheyehe Li Mudcha Tom. That means when you learn Torah, when you pronounce the words, it's got to be tom, it's got to be perfect. What does it mean, perfect? Sheyitein revach bein hadvokim. You must make sure that you make a space in between the gaps. Don't run the words from one into another, especially when one word ends with the same letter that the next word begins with. Oni Rava Basrei, so Rava responded, and he gave a whole string of examples. Kegoin al levavecha. You got to make sure you make a gap between the two lamas. Or al levavechem, or b'chol levavechem, b'chol levavechem, esa basotcha va'avadatem heiro haknaf psil eschem me'eretz. We saw a number of other examples that Tosfos mentioned as well. Omer Rav Chama bar Rav Chanina, kol ha'kirei kriya shema, or medaktik bo'isi yoseho. Anybody reads kriya shema in its particular way to read the letters, it's well worth his while. Why? Metzanan in loy gehenem, they will cool down gehenem for him. Shenema befreis sodai melochim, tashleg betzalman, al tikri befreis el beforesh, al tikri betzalman el betzalmove. So this is an extra reason, if ever we needed one, to pay special attention in saying Shema, not only audibly, but also clearly, because then Gehenem gets cooled down.
Wouldn't this apply also with respect to tefillah in general? To be medaptic?
Yep. Yes. That's why I don't really understand. In many shuls, the time that they post for beginning of Shacharis and then quarter of an hour later is Yishtabach. It's, I think, close to an impossibility to do that all in quarter of an hour. You have to have a Beliyahu David at 5 to 7, saying the brachas slowly and clearly, and then you have time for Pesukah Dezimri. Are you still doing the brachas out loud, Rabbi Yehuda David, in the Groshul?
Excuse me?
Still say brachas out loud in the Groshul every day?
Yes, not five to seven anymore, 6:30.
Oh, they've changed the time of Shacharis?
Yes, it's 6:30 now.
Why is that?
I think it came out of when the building first opened and we had two minyanim. So they had one at 6:30 and one later, and now they only have one at 6:30.
So 6:30 means what, Yishtabach at 10 to 7?
Correct.
Right, fantastic, great.
I think they're trying to get up another minyan, but right, the main minyan now is at 6:30.
And how many people attend that minyan?
Around 15, 15, 20.
Oh, it's such a small minyan, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's hard to get up in the morning.
It's easy, so just don't bother going to bed.
That first bracha is the hardest. Once I get the first bracha going, I'm okay.
So one thing, there's just one minyan of 6:30 and there's 15 people less. Where's the rest of the 200 people doubling?
I don't know. There might be another minyan. It's 15, 20, something like that.
Wow. Including the Rav, obviously.
Including the Rav. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. V'omar, Rav Chama, we're on the bottom line. V'omar, Rav Chama, Rav Chanina. Rav Chama tells us in the name of Rav Chanina. Lomo Nismachu. Why is there a juxtapositioning between Oyalim Lenacholim? It says in the pasuk, "Kenacholim Natoyu Kegagis Olai Noir Koelim Meta Natua." So there's a comparison between tents and rivers. What is the connection? Loim Melachot to tell you, Ma Nacholim Maale Nesaodom Mituma Latayro. Just like a river, you can dip into a river, and it can be Maale, can elevate a person from a state of impurity to a state of purity. Af oyalim, so to the tent. Where is oyalim mentioned in the Torah of Nachum? As a reference to Torah in this week's parasha, Yaakovinu is yoyshev oyalim. Nachum, you should have known the answer. You did. I know. I just meant, by now, you know, when we ask questions like that, we normally mean it's in this week's parasha. But it's a little bit difficult to hear when you're on mute, even from Mishkafayim. Says the Gemara, HaKoyre L'mafreya Lo Yotza, final halacha. Rav Ami v'Rav Asi have a kok katrin le ganana. They were tying the chuppah of Rav Elozer. Omalahu, they told him, he's the chosen adahochi v'hochi. He said to them, in the meanwhile, whilst they were fixing up the chuppah, Ezel v'eshma milsa the Bei Midrasha. I'm going to run along to the Beis HaMedrash. I'm going to hear a Chiddush, and I will come back and report it. And I'll come back, and I will tell it to you. Off he went. So they heard a statement being said to Rabbi Yochanan, in which it said, he doesn't know where he went. Where he made a mistake, but he doesn't know where. So the Emza Perek Yachzel Arosh. Bein perek leperek, yachse leperek arishin. Bein ksiva leksiva. If you're not sure which of chasavtem you're up to, then yachse leksiva arishayna. To which Rabbi Yechanan responded, Omele Rabbi Yechanan leishon v'ala shaloi posach b'laman yirbi yameichem. But once you got that far, ala posach b'laman yirbi yameichem, sirche nokit v'osi. His habit will keep him going, and presumably he said everything just fine and dandy, and we can safely assume that he hasn't missed out any words. Also, v'omalahu, so Rabbi Elozer ben Azariah came back. Sorry, Rabbi Elozer came back, and he reported this chiddush to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi, that which he heard in the Beis Hamedrash. Omrulei, wow! Inu leibonu elo lishmoya dovor zeh dayenu. Had we only come just to hear this chiddush, it would have been worth our while. A tremendously wonderful chiddush la'halacha. And that ends our Chazorah. A rather complicated sugya, but hopefully Be'ezus Hashem, the maskonis are clear. The plan is, Emitz Hashem, tomorrow we will be moving into the next sugya, which is a Mishnah, and then Be'ezus Hashem, that will take us all the way to a short sugya, and then one more sugya will take us to the end of the perek. Okay, so Emitz Hashem, tomorrow we'll convene at the normal time.
Yeah, you should call.
All the very best, everybody.
Kol tov, yom tov.
Kol tov.
Yes, yes, yes.